This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
We are back, broadcasting live from Rosalita's, Frank, Charlie, Andy, Gateway Motorsports Park, which has been renamed Worldwide Technology Raceway. Sponsors our opening monologue. You can still go to their website at Gateway MSP and check in on their incredible summer of activities, some of the best racing in the Midwest at Worldwide Technology Raceway. And we want to thank Maryville for sponsoring the phone lines, maryville.edu. Go to that website. Go visit that campus in beautiful town and country, Missouri. They're continuing to build a more diverse and inclusive campus. It's a core value, maryville.edu. All right, Chuck, we have an incredible three-game series about to begin in Chicago with the Cubs, who've won four in a row, the Cardinals, who've won 10 out of their last 12, and have the best record in the National League. What do you think?
My question will be, will Ozuna be extended a new contract?
That is a fascinating question.
And will he hit 40, too? I said he'll hit 40.
Well, it's time to extend him a contract.
He's on pace for about 60.
I'm not worried about his defense because we know
who cares.
I don't care about
that. If you go 40 and 120, you can drop a ball once in a while and show up late and be overweight.
Right.
You can do all that if you go 40 and 120.
Babe Ruth is fat, too. I don't care. Just hit the ball.
Yeah. That question, it's interesting, Chuck. That thing was not even discussed in spring training. Oh, the only thing that was on our mind is Goldschmidt.
Right.
And then there's a couple of other extensions. Mm-hmm. Nobody even thought about the possibility of him coming back. Now,
because of last year.
Yeah, and because of just kind of his way.
Well, he's got protection now around him, which he didn't have last year. He's a different player, he's healthy.
That's a good point.
And how about the whole Jose Martinez thing, now hitting 375? Do you realize in the last 3 years, there's only two hitters in baseball with a higher batting average than Jose Martinez's 313?
And you got to find a spot for him, but you can't.
Yeah, well, it's worked out well because Bader comes back, hits home runs, Fowler gets sick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's going to come a time when they're all healthy, and then it's going to be a tough decision.
That's a good thing. It's almost like having pitching.
And this guy has the right personality to juggle these, egos, and keep them all happy. He's amazing.
That was my question mark at the beginning of the year. He's answered it so far.
He has, and there's something to be said for that because I think most – modern coaches who you consider at the top of their profession, I'm talking about that's one thing they probably have in common is their ability to handle personalities and how they interact with their players. Because if you can't do that nowadays with today's modern athlete, you really have no chance.
Because you can lose them right away, a modern athlete.
Yeah,
look what happened to Fowler and Matheny.
You used to be able to intimidate and scare players. Now that works against you if you go down that road. You got to be able to have a relationship and be able to connect with your players, man. I mean, that's what Schilt obviously has shown he could do even before he got the job. That's what all the players were saying. Yeah. They already liked him, you know. Players want to like their coach. They like Craig Berube too, man.
And
I mean, to a man, they respect him too.
Credit to Brad Stevens. That's why he's good at what he does. His relationship.
He's good
at
what he does.
That's why Steve Kerr is good at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Brad Stevens.
These tyrants
the
don't
has.
Work anymore.
This is
right.
It takes a while. He was at a situation at Butler where he had a certain type of athlete. Now he's in what Andy mentioned earlier. You got to get on the side. These athletes, they don't care about you, Brad Stevens. He's earned the respect for them. By the way, we hope, wish the best for Danny Ainge yesterday, too.
Yeah, heart attack.
Slight heart attack.
60 years old.
Yeah, we asked Dr. Rick last night, what's the difference between a heart attack and a slight one?
What'd he say?
He said, get the blood, doesn't get all the way to your heart.
I understand from spies that you guys were talking about some very risque topics last night.
Well, last
very
night we
risque.
Brought up about the hand thing with Drew Locke.
Well, I heard it was not. That's not the risque. What I heard.
What's that?
Something about the male and.
That was it. Does the hand size have anything to do with the tool in the toolbox?
Mm.
And he said, yes, it does.
Okay, listen. Have you heard anybody else in America say that Drew Locke dropped because of his hand size? Honestly.
We heard Scott say it.
Oh, no, just his guy.
Just Howard Balzer is his guy. No one else has said it.
When
I brought it up with Tom Condon, he kind of like evaded the question, but he did say, I'm going to tell you this, he said they gave him a grip test and he passed that, but he didn't want to talk about the hand. He just left it alone. But that has come
up.
I mean, Howard did check it.
He was still drafted in the second round. Yeah. Last I checked, that's still pretty high. It's not like he slipped to the fourth or the fifth or the sixth round.
Hold on. You're his cheerleader now?
No, but
you
I said.
You got your money. You stole Frank's money. And now you're going
you shouldn't have even been involved in it. He jumped.
If it wasn't for me.
He jumped on the bandwagon and really wasn't even involved.
So you're suggesting that he should get.
Yes, he should.
If it wasn't
I should
for
get
me,
his 100 too.
Hold on. If it wasn't for me, I was going to help you out.
How? Oh, you were going to pay the 50.
I was going to pay.
That's the only reason why I let you stick around.
You really think he was going to pay?
Yeah, I was. I had money in my pocket to pay. But this is the reason why, and I looked it up. This is the reason why Drew Lock dropped, the main reason. Okay.
Yeah, how about his completion percentage? How about his arm mechanics, his footwork?
2015 to 2018, SEC record, 11-21.
What about versus top 10, top 25?
Top 25, 1-9. Top 10 teams, 0-3.
Okay, then
that's
one
of
the reasons. Then you counter 12,000 yards, 99 touchdowns. Look, I'm sick of talking
about
this.
It
doesn't mean anything. We'll just see what happens in 4 or 5 years.
Correct.
Well, I can tell you right now, I got the crystal ball. Blaine Gabbert all over again. But he'll earn some money, happened.
I think he's better than Blaine. I think he's better than Blaine. You know, what's the Woody Page, the big columnist?
Yeah, used to be. Now he's just on.
Okay, well, I had a tweet that I sent to him about 3 months ago when he tweeted something about how the Broncos love Drew Lock and John Elway loves Drew Lock. And I sent it to him, and I said, do the Broncos have a second-round pick, too? And he was like, this is for the top 10, that he's going to the top 10. I'm not shocked that he is going to the Broncos. And I always looked at Drew Lock as a guy who, if you can get him in the second round, I think teams would be happy to have a guy who maybe some teams graded out to be a first-round talent, but you get him in the second round,
it's a pretty good situation. Broncos are thinking it's pretty
good
value.
He's got to sit for at least
two seasons.
Yeah. Which is good. I think it's great for him.
They've got Flacco. They think Flacco's in his prime.
The takeaway from last night's baseball game was – well, there's two takeaways. First of all, Dakota Hudson being unbelievable and having a fifth starter who's your minor league pitcher of the year pitch like that is huge for the future. The other one is the fact that we just got a text on it.
The Nationals.
A lot of old ladies in comment sections were pretty upset with Mike Shildt's potty mouth last night. I don't know if you saw it. The controversial strikeout to Paul Goldschmidt go around, and Shildt went nuts and was throwing the F word.
Mm-hmm.
And it was... I'm not offended by it all, but it was crazy to see Mike Shildt, you know, go wild.
That's good. I like that emotion.
His players need to
see
that,
too. I like
that emotion.
Yeah, they need to see it.
So, you know what? I would like Mike Shildt even more if I start to see him having a little bit of emotion, showing some of that. How about the Nationals pitching coach getting fired? Former Cardinals pitching coach, by the way, after last night's game. I mean,
with that pitching staff.
You get fired with that pitching staff?
Does Scott Boras get him fired? I don't know.
I mean, how do you get fired with that pitching staff?
Right.
I mean, and that was Matheny's guy, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Well, actually, I don't know how well they got along.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure. All right. Let's see. What else, Chuck?
NBA.
NBA. Okay, great.
NBA, just unbelievable, fantastic.
Are you in agreement right now as we speak on this Friday morning? Kevin Durant's the best player in the world.
Since LeBron is injured, yes. Kevin Durant, I watched the game the other night. I said, man, he's got the killer like Larry Bird in him tonight. I mean, he's just cold. He's like cold-blooded, man.
Yeah.
And then he jumps over everybody.
You know what's amazing is we forget the fact that the guy is probably 7 feet tall. I don't care what they list him at, but he's 7 feet tall, and
he
handles the ball, and the offense runs through him.
He brings
Steph
the ball
Curry's
up
not
the court.
A point guard. This is the point guard.
That's why they're so dangerous.
Oh, gosh.
And whoever plays them, you better play some damn defense.
And now they start Iguodala. So they got five guys on the floor who can all catch, shoot,
and
pass,
right.
Everything. It's like unbelievable.
Everybody's deadly.
And you look at their numbers. I mean, the majority of the production, just about all of it, comes from their starting five. They don't get a ton off the bench.
Yeah, their bench is terrible right now. Bogut stinks.
They don't get a ton off the bench at all.
The team that's been the motor for the past 3 or 4 years is Draymond Green. He's playing like that.
He's playing better right now.
Yeah, he had a tough year because he was injured. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of happy Boogie Cousins is not there because I think he's – He took away their regular Golden State tempo. Mm. They play better like this.
But now they have those five guys back together who have won together. They appear to be focused. They had a level of adversity this year that they never really had before, that they had to deal with as a team. And I think that's going to help them during this championship run.
The Draymond Green, the Kevin Durant.
I don't know why, since it's clearly Durant's team, why he thinks he has to go somewhere else and win a championship. Stay in the Bay Area, play for the best coach, play in that brand-new arena, and win six or seven championships.
It's ego,
but
man.
The modern-day athlete don't look at that. Look at it like that, man.
When you play with people like Clay and Curry, who are like good people or not jerks, he wants to go to New York and play with Kyrie?
With that owner?
Oh,
come on, man! No, no. He'll knowing Durant, he gets frustrated very easily.
He does.
Going to New York, he'll
and
be
he
so
pouts.
Frustrated.
He pouts.
Yeah, he does, man. That's the way to start.
He pouts,
and he should. But he should. Man, I hope he stays at Golden State. They are so. I didn't like him up until this year.
Really,
but they're so damn entertaining.
They are, man.
Steph Curry. I'm a Steph Curry fan. Thompson comes in and he lights you up. Oh, it's unbelievable,
you know, watching
man.
Another NBA game, it's just not the same as watching Golden State, just in terms of the level of entertainment.
Well,
I know some people who love the NBA, they can watch any game, and I get that. But you know, I'm trying to watch, like, Toronto and Philadelphia a little bit last night, and it is fun. It's you know, got some good players on both teams,
indeed.
Obviously. But it's not the same as watching Golden State
okay,
either.
Okay, here's a question for you guys. I know what the answer is going to be. If we're at the seventh game of the NBA Finals, and the seventh game of the Stanley Cup, which game are you watching?
Oh, if it's the Blues?
If it's the Blues.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
I mean, Charlie, you'll even be watching Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals.
I'll be switching back and forth, brother.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Let me throw this at you. the Stanley Cup trophy came in.
It should not. By the way, it should never have come here.
Well, it came to all
of us.
Can we get it out of St. Louis as quick as possible?
It is interesting. They lost
and all you people need to stop taking pictures with it and touching it and embracing it being here in town right now.
I did not touch it.
Get it out of here.
But I will say this.
Get it out of here.
I said on television that it's the greatest trophy in professional
Where did
sports.
You see it?
Looking, look-wise.
We did a live shot at Ballpark Village. They
Martin
also brought it to Channel 5.
There's not enough.
He asked the handler if he could hoist the trophy over his
they
head.
They said no.
Told no.
There's not another trophy that carries a personality of its own where when it walks into
that?
A room, everyone's like, oh, my God, there he is, and everyone just wants to touch it. Like, no one wants to touch that little flimsy NBA trophy, the Larry O'Brien trophy or the Super Bowl trophy.
It's not
trophy,
like
the
that NBA trophy.
Well, you know why they
the
don't
World
want to
Series?
Touch the Super Bowl trophy? Because they don't travel it around like they do the
Yeah, that's
the
part of what
Cup.
Makes
that's
it special.
Part, yeah.
And it's not like on the NBA trophy they have Red Auerbach and Bill
Correct.
Russell.
And the name's engraved
Every
down.
Name engraved.
The engraved. So, that is the most unique thing.
It
all
is.
The names that are engraved.
I know
there,
it, man.
Man.
But all the trophies that the NHL hands out postseason are all incredible looking. I mean, the Conn Smythe Trophy is an unbelievable looking trophy. Same thing with the Hart Trophy, the Norris Trophy. All the trophies they hand out,
but
they're incredible looking trophies. But the Stanley Cup, man, it's like a real live person.
All right,
the worst trophy, the worst of all sports, is the NCAA College Basketball Championship. It's a piece of wood.
Oh my God!
So cheap.
Well, how about the little crystal they give the football team?
Football, yeah, and you can't drop it.
No. So where was the Stanley Cup? Where was it?
They brought it to Channel 5. Mm-hmm. They brought it to our radio
Big
location.
Big Island Spa yesterday.
Big Island Spa.
The
they brought it to Ballpark Village for the fans.
And they brought it to the other radio station, too.
They did.
There are no other radio stations.
My daughter, actually,
the only
today
only
for show and tell, is taking a picture of her with the Stanley Cup back from 2017 when I mean, there's been several Stanley Cup parties here in St. Louis. None of them have been won by the Blues,
obviously. O.B. Clark's and Carl's.
Well,
where else has it
been?
You had
Doug Wade, who had his Stanley Cup party here, which was on my which was on my 30th birthday. It was an unbelievable 30th birthday. You had Jamal Mayers bring his party here to Cafe Napoli. That's where he had his Stanley Cup party. And then you had Jamie Compan, who won the Stanley Cup twice now, I believe. And he brought it back here.
Well, I want to watch the game. What's the best place for me to go?
Obie Clark's is a good place to watch.
Brandon Bolick brought it back here as well when he won a Stanley Cup with
Clark's
the Chicago Blackhawks.
Obie Clark's best place for me to go watch a game tonight.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
There's some other good spots, too. Schneid Horse isn't bad.
Yep.
Oh, 99
Smart.
Hop Sauce.
Speaking Cafe Napoli's not bad either, right? You agree?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. why did you come over here to...
I had to mention that Martin wanted to hoist the trophy.
He wanted to hoist. I'm glad
That's
they
it.
Said no.
No other reason.
He did ask yesterday.
Yeah, he did, and the guy quickly shot him down.
Do you think
and
Martin
said no.
could lift it?
It's about 35 pounds.
Could he lift
question,
it?
Actually.
Could he lift it?
probably fell over on him.
Maybe that,
drop it.
Yeah, maybe that guy took a look
little
at
help,
Martin.
Little help.
Martin would be like,
bench press.
He'd be like tilting over. Yeah. All right, somebody grab it.
Quick. Charlie,
where you at? People are afraid to touch it, and Martin wanted to play with it practically.
Yeah. You know what? It is a spectacle. The Stanley Cup, man. It's incredible. Could you imagine if it really comes here for the right reason, though?
Oh.
Could you imagine that?
Now, what's the status when if you win the Stanley Cup,
mm-hmm.
it travels around that city?
You get it for one day, 24 hours.
Every player.
A player can take it around wherever.
And coaches do, and assistant coaches do it, and certain executives do it.
Staff members, too. And they wherever they want in the world, Charlie.
They can take it with them.
Wherever they want.
Is there an NHL guard with them to be with them?
Yes.
To wear white gloves?
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy talked about the 25 different countries it's been in.
Wouldn't it be nice to have it up in the hood?
Imagine how expensive that is. The flights.
Oh, my God.
God, we can't even send a photographer to Dallas. I mean.
And they're going to.
And they're going to drop the trophy in Finland, you know.
NBC. They go anywhere. Siberia.
Really?
Oh, my God. No matter where.
So, like, if Tarasenko wins it, they would go to Russia.
If that's where he wants
it. Okay, of course, he spends a lot of
You think they're taking it to North St. Louis, Andy, for Hockey in the Hood? Think we can get it up there?
To North St. Louis?
Yeah.
If somebody wanted to have their Stanley Cup party in North St. Louis, I'm sure it would be
there.
Would
many of the guys have it here, you think?
You know, most of them go back to their hometown, take it to their hometown rink. You know, they have a parade usually in their hometown for a lot of these guys.
Who lives
know?
Here, like, the most of the time?
You know,
like
Patty Maroon would keep it here.
Oh, yeah, Maroon, yeah.
I would have a feeling that Petrangelo would maybe want to take it back to his hometown.
Maroon's your
King
guy?
King City,
my guy,
Ontario.
I like his tenacity.
Yeah, a lot of talking going on with Pat Maroon.
I like
now.
Him,
he's
man.
Busy talking.
Really? Oh, okay.
So,
but say it, spell it out.
No, he's been effective. He's been really effective.
Mm-hmm. He's earned another contract, you believe? Or that would be evaluated still?
No, I think he has. I think there's a good chance that he has for sure. I mean, well, listen, there's a lot of hockey to be played, and, you know, we're not there yet to make those type of decisions, but he hasn't hurt himself, I'll tell you that.
All right, you got to get to the rink for practice, but you were brought to us by?
Brought to you by MTC Truck Driver Training, man. You don't like your job, you should quit and be a trucker. It's not a job, it's a career. That's right. 314-895-4111. Call my good buddy Jeff Bowser today. He'll talk some hockey with you as well. Again, 314-895-4111. Check him out online, beatrucker.com. Of course, Four Hands Brewing Company, voted St. Louis's number one brewing company for a reason. Kevin Lemp and company have done incredible stuff. A portion of the proceeds from the Citywide Pale Ale and Citywide Pilsner goes back to a local nonprofit each quarter here in St. Louis. And check out their incredible tasting room in downtown St. Louis, 1220 South 8th Street, of course, dirt cheap, fun, 12 locations in the state, 9 here in St. Louis, $5 off your purchase of $50 or more at any dirt cheap, fun location.
Kreftic Beer, Billy Bush is back, baby, with the Kreftic Beer Light. Ammon, Illinois, man, you're going to need him. Folks, if you have any kind of smell, gas, make sure you call Ammon, Illinois. Weber Chevrolet, you want to get that new Silverado, call Weber Chevrolet, WeberChevrolet.com. Del Mar Gardens, they said, Tuna, we got a room for you waiting for you in 20 years. It's all ready for
20
you.
20 years.
Crown Candy Kitchen. If you want chocolate other than me, see Crown Candy Kitchen. And, folks, if you want to drive the ultimate driving machine, think of BMW of West County.
All right, we'll take a short time out. Chris Kerber will join us next. We're broadcasting live from Rosalita's. And this part of the program brought to you by Bomberito. Go to bomberito.com for more information about this incredible family. They have 20 new car locations, 9 pre-owned car locations. They sell over 30,000 cars a year. The Bomberito Automotive Family. We'll be right back.